This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
The other thing that I got to talk about, and I know some of you young folks out there, I'm going to kind of lose a little bit here. Stay with me here for a couple seconds just to kind of give my respects. But Fred Curley Neal passed away yesterday at the age of 77, which, first of all, I thought he was older than 77. But he is probably the second most famous Globetrotter ever. Meadowlark Lemon's got to be number one, and I would say Curley Neal's number two. Goose was the other guy that was kind of funny. That was also a very popular one. But I would say Curley was number two. And maybe, you know, that was my favorite Globetrotter. So he might be number one for some people. You know, Meadowlark Lemon was like the mouthpiece, so he's got to be, you know, the number one guy. But Curley was a favorite for a lot of people.
Curley was also like, you know, the shot in front of the bus, the cartoon that they had.
Yeah, remember? Yeah.
He was the shortest guy, though. He was the littlest dude.
Yeah. And his dribbling skills were absolutely awesome. And that was one of the things that you admired about, you know, Curley Neal, that you knew they weren't a real NBA team. You knew they all had skills, obviously. Some of them played professional basketball and all of that. And a lot of them all played, you know, college basketball. But it was... There were certain things that they would do. And I think, if I remember correctly, Curley was the one that used to make the full court shot all the time. I somebody help me out there. I was thinking about that yesterday. You know, I should have YouTubed that stuff. I probably would have found some stuff like that. But if I remember correctly, help me out. Was it Curley or was it Goose that used to throw? No, it wasn't Goose. Might have been somebody else. But, again, this is so long ago. And I'm talking about the Globetrotters, when they had characters, when they had famous names. Because, obviously, the Globetrotters have continued, but they don't have any kind of fame whatsoever nowadays. Those Globetrotters were actually famous. They had their own cartoons. Meadowlark Lemon was a guy that was on TV shows and stuff like that. He would just show up and everybody knew, hey, that's Meadowlark Lemon.
Battle of the Network Stars, yeah,
whatever.
And all that.
Yeah, he was all over the place, Dad. I wouldn't even be surprised if Meadowlark Lemon was on a Love Boat episode or something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So they were part of the pop culture scene back in the day when I was a child. I went to see them and everything. You know, when they would come to town, my mom would take me to go see the Harlem. I mean, it was one of those things that if you were a kid back in the 70s to very early 80s, I would say, I mean, it kept going. But those guys, I'm talking about the famous Globetrotters, that was a thing. I don't care what city you lived in. If they came to your town, you were begging your parents, if you were a sports guy, okay, or girl. You were begging your parents, please take me to the Globetrotters. Because back in those days, you even some kids even thought, oh, they would smoke NBA teams because of the way they passed the ball and all that stuff and all the tricks and all that they used to do.
You know what I'm thinking of? Remember Meadowlark taking the hook, like somewhere half court?
Yeah.
And right, you know, somewhere, man, maybe a little inside of half, and dude, he would make it.
Like, was Curley the one that would make the full court shot?
For some reason, I want to say that, yeah, he was.
Somebody help me out there, because there was a Globetrotter that would make the full court shot routine. Okay? I'm not talking about like they did like 15 throw. No. On the one shot, boom, it was in. I don't know, but that's, you know, maybe one of you can YouTube it and find out for me. Let me see. Man of 1,050 says even Magic played for the Globetrotters. Well, he definitely could have. What else? Brown and I. Oh, no. You and Chris Russo are the only ones in radio to tell things like they really are. Oh, Mark McIntyre. Well, I mean, Mad Dog, you know, Mad Dog's not afraid to say it like it is. I mean, that's been my style from day one, and I'm not changing, man. I'm not changing. Now, I'll tell you, my style is not the one that the corporate bigwigs like, okay? The regular program directors, they have a hard time handling it, okay? So I would not suggest anybody wants to get in this business, try to approach my style. Not a popular one. You're going to have to do a lot of fighting in the background. Let's see, what else do we have here? Derek Brown may fall to 18. I don't think Derek Brown falls to 18. He's really good, dude. Really, really good. I don't think he gets out of the top 10. I don't. So I don't. I don't believe that Manny Machin. I would have to disagree with you on that one. Listen, if you guaranteed me he would last 18, I would go freaking nuts if the Dolphins ended up with Brown at 18. That would be like That would be a party, bro. Like, I wouldn't even care about the rest of the draft after us. Like, we got that guy at 18. Are you kidding me? That guy's a monster. Would love that guy. I am joking about the rest. I'm just saying it would freak me out. I would, like, lose all train of thought. Like, are you serious? We got that guy at 18? That would be so awesome. All right, 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. So, and in wrapping, just, you know, thoughts and prayers to the Neal family. But I will say I did kind of freak out that I saw 77 for Curly Neal. And being 53, I thought he was older than 77. I did. So he was, you know, pretty young in those days when he was doing his thing with the Globetrotters. That was cool.
I guess it was the bald thing that made you, like, he looked like a little old man.
Right.
Because he was the littlest guy, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, he was a guard.
But
yeah.
Like I said, I can remember him at half court being on one knee and dribbling the ball. And I mean, the ball literally like 2 inches off and just pop out and do that 360 on one knee all the way around the ball. And it's like, how the hell is he doing that?
Yeah. He was a phenomenal dribbler. I mean, you're talking about a sick dribbler. That was the thing that always wowed us. But nobody's been able to either confirm with me or give me another name on who used to hit the half court shots.
I mean, the full court shots. That they set world records for making the most half court shots in an hour.
Okay. I'm not surprised that that's the case.
And there's all kinds of highlights of half-court shot from the stands, and the guy swooshes it.
I remember the full-court shot. That to me was the amazing part, that he would make the full-court shot absolute routine. I thought that was really, really cool.